No matter who you are or where you come from, encountering difficulties is a natural part of life that unites all of us here on Earth. Whether you are in the middle of a big life challenge right now or preparing for a future roadblock, there's nothing wrong with needing a little bit of inspiration to get you through the tough times. And there is no better way to get the motivation you need than to hear an uplifting story on Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast, which is available on all podcast platforms. Hello and welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life, a podcast where I share stories from around the world to get their unique perspectives on life, friendship and happiness. My name is Sonali and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a writer, entrepreneur and mom to dig deep into complex issues of life and happiness in a relaxed and entertaining way from my cozy living room. Thank you for joining us today. Tears streamed down the man's face as he poured his heart out in prayer, his voice echoing through the silent snow-capped mountains, but his cries seemed to fall on deaf ears, unheard by all except by the heavens above. Welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life. This is Sonali, and you're listening to Season 3, Episode 10, and the topic is Faith. Once upon a time, in a land filled with devotion and miracles, India, a simple and dedicated follower of Lord Shiva embarked on a pilgrimage to the mystical abode in Kedarnath. With his village far behind, he began this long journey on foot, guided by the whispers of fellow travelers and villagers. This temple is situated at an altitude of 3,583 meters above sea level in the midst of the Himalayan range. As he walked through the rugged paths and breathtaking landscapes, his mind was consumed by thoughts of the mighty Lord Shiva. He surrendered himself to deep meditation, seeking solace in his deity's divine presence. Months turned into a blur as his weary feet carried him closer to his destination. And finally, on a day when destiny danced with fate, he arrived at the majestic Kedarnath. But the temple doors just closed. It denied him the long-awaited glimpse of his beloved Lord. The closure of the temple for 6 months is a tradition that has been followed for centuries, and it has both religious and practical reasons. The temperature here drops to minus 20 degrees Celsius, making it almost impossible to access this temple or to perform any maintenance work. Desperation filled his heart as he pleaded with the temple priest, sharing his difficult journey and begging for mercy. But the temple rules remained unyielding, locked away for the next 6 months. Tears streamed down the devotee's face as he poured his heart out in prayer. His voice echoed through the silent snow-capped Himalayas, but his cries seemed to fall on deaf ears, unheard by all except by the heavens above. Advised by the temple priest to return after 6 long months, while the temple remained cloaked in icy snow and lonely silence, the devotee remained steadfast. He refused to abandon hope, even in the face of bitter disappointment. Hungry and thirsty, he clung to his faith, believing that Lord Shiva would not forsake him. The night descended, wrapping the world in a dark embrace of coldness. As he wept, feeling the chill seep into his bones, he heard a faint sound, like the whispers of a divine secret. To his astonishment, he saw a wandering sannyasi, a sage with an aura of mysticism, appeared before him. The sannyasi settled beside him, offered him not just food for his body, but also nourishment for his soul. Their conversation flowed like the sacred Ganges River, washing away the devotee's sorrow and bathing him with newfound hope. As the hours slipped by, exhaustion claimed the devotee and he surrendered to slumber while still conversing with the enigmatic sannyasi. When he opened his eyes, the gentle glow of the sun greeted him. But the sannyasi had vanished. It left only a lingering echo of his presence. Confusion filled the devotee's heart as he beheld the approaching figure of the temple priest, accompanied by a crowd of curious onlookers. Bowing humbly before the priest, the devotee shared his bewilderment. He asked the priest, "You said you will not be coming from tomorrow, but here you are, just like the sannyasi promised that you would come the next day and to open the temple doors." He recounted his encounter with the priest just the day before. The priest recognized the devotee he sent away. The devotee insisted that he never left the place. He had spent the entire night within the temple's embrace. The priest's eyes widened in disbelief. How could he stay here? For he had closed the temple doors 6 months ago and he returned only now at the designated time. How could this devotee have survived the frigid cold for half a year? Eagerly, the devotee unfolded the tale of the sannyasi, describing his tall figure, flowing locks of hair, and the divine emblems he bore, like the massive trident with the metal rings jingling on it in one hand and a damaru in the other. The damaru is a small two-headed drum. The priest and the crowd were awestruck, falling to the ground in reverence. They marveled at the devotee's unwavering faith, acknowledging that he had been blessed with a rare sight, a divine encounter with the mighty Lord Shiva himself. In his infinite grace, Lord Shiva had wielded his mystical yoga maya, compressing time itself to transform the devotee's 6 months into a single enchanted night. Lord Shiva is said to be the great destroyer who will annihilate the universe in cycles in the end of time, only for it to be reborn as part of the endless cycle of birth and rebirth. News of this extraordinary event spread like wildfire, carrying the tale of the devotee's unwavering devotion and the divine power of the Kedarnath Jyotirlinga to the farthest corners of the land. It became a testament to the boundless miracles that exist in this land, where the God resides, in Uttarakhand, forever etching the name of the devotee in the annals of faith and wonder. The devotee's unyielding belief in Lord Shiva and his refusal to abandon hope, even in the face of disappointment, led him to experience a divine miracle. Faith, whether it is in a divine power or whether faith is in yourself or a relationship or a hope, it has the potential to provide strength, to give inspiration and to give guidance. It offers comfort, belief in one's abilities, trust in others and optimism for the future. Regardless of the form it takes, faith serves as a transformative force that empowers us to navigate life's challenges and find meaning and purpose. In our darkest moments, when all seems lost, our faith can guide us through and bring us closer to our goals. It teaches us to persevere, to trust in the unseen, and to never underestimate the power of our devotion. Just as the devotee's faith moved Lord Shiva to perform a miraculous act, our own unwavering faith can move mountains and open doors we never thought possible. May this story serve as a reminder that even in our darkest moments, when all seems lost, our faith can be the guiding light that helps us overcome any challenge that life throws our way. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast. I'm your host, Sonali, and you are listening to the episode Faith. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes where we explore various aspects of cultivating happiness and well-being. Until then, keep nurturing your faith and embracing the greater possibilities that surround you. Wishing you a joyful and fulfilling journey on your path to a happy mind and a happy life. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. The podcast is available on all major platforms around the world. For video podcasts in other languages, please log into our YouTube channel. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast and on Facebook at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast or on YouTube at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time. Bye.